return. News Radio KMAN in focus. Joining us on the program today, Stephen Metzger, Pottawatomie County Zoning and Planning Director, Administrator.
Guy.
Person.
It's fine. I don't mind. Guy. Yeah, that's good.
Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman and Public Works Director Peter Clark. And Peter, we got a lot of things that are happening infrastructurally with Pottawatomie County. We've been talking about the growth. We talked about the paving of a portion of Junietta Road in Moody.
That's right.
And that's a project. And you say that starts, is that next week that that begins?
We'll be kicking off the grading on October 2nd. I believe it's Monday, October 2nd.
Yeah.
So that will be when we start first moving dirt. I believe part of the road is closed now, but it'll be totally closed once we kick that off. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of people who have entrances right onto Junietta and Moody. I believe there's only one or two property owners that actually have direct access onto the road. So we're going to try to work around them and get them access over so they can get in and out. But otherwise, we'll be able to close the road entirely and just get the work done as fast as possible.
Well, I know there are a lot of other projects, but one thing that's been in the news lately is the work with the Bellevue Bridge. And I know that last week, and Commissioner Waxman, feel free to chime in here however you wish to talk about this, but you had a joint meeting with Waubonsie County commissioners last week. And any progress on, you know, any future aspects with regards to Bellevue Bridge? It's a bridge that needs something done with it. It needs to be improved.
So I'll start with what we know we're going to be doing, and that is that through a joint effort with Waubonsie County, we'll be doing some heavy patching of deteriorated areas on the bridge with a polymer that we've been using for the last couple years. That creates a fairly hard patching surface that helps the bridge be more drivable. Now, I want to be clear, the bridge has some issues with the lightweight concrete delaminating off the surface, which exposes down into the rebar. And that's what we're trying to correct, is get some of that delaminating concrete, or the concrete on the surface crumbling and pulling away from the rest of the concrete. We're trying to get that out of there and then patch over those holes, or those potholes, for lack of a better word, with the polymer material. We do about 10 to 11 of those kits, which covers not as much square footage as we'd like, but it costs about $50,000 per year to do the patching that we've been doing. But it does improve the drivability of the bridge, but it does not change the structural capacity of the bridge when we do that work. It's purely in order to make it so that you don't bump around as much when you're driving across. The bridge does have a reduced load rating, and that was done in 2015 or 16 when that came through from KDOT that said that bridge needed to have a 9-ton limit. When that came on board, that's what started the conversation heating back up again about the condition of the bridge, because that 9-ton limit has a restriction on a lot of commercial traffic.
And, you know, when you talk about the delicacies going over the Kansas River, you got two county commissions that are discussing this, and one seems to be a little bit more interested in making some improvements than the other.
Well, I'd say we're both on board for doing the patchwork. We can come to a consensus that we need to continue to do that. The funding for that, though it's about $50,000 a year, is within the range that both county commissions feel comfortable with doing for what needs to be done and what we're capable of doing with the funding that we have dedicated right now. But above and beyond that, changing the structural capacity of the bridge, be it by putting a new deck on the bridge or rebuilding the bridge, that definitely does not have consensus at this point.
Yeah. And the cost, is that split, if I recall, based on the population of each county, what that particular percentage would be?
It's actually based on the county valuation. So they take the total valuation of both counties and compare them to each other. And the state statute says that the ratio of those two valuations is how you would split the cost of the bridge, or by whatever other manner is negotiated. So if the negotiation doesn't occur, then it's just that split based on the valuations. Otherwise, you can do a negotiation and decide on a different split.
Commissioner Waxman?
That's about 85-15 percentage rate. So, you know, where do you – and you're talking a $23 to $25 million job, which is – you know, which is really costly, and you're dealing with approximately 400 vehicles a day now.
$25 to $30 million job to replace
23 to 25 million
to replace that bridge.
Total project.
Total project. And You know, you you say 400 vehicles a day at this point in time, and then you raise the question, well, if it was a viable, good bridge and you were running, you know, commercial across it, that number, you know, could possibly jump 100. So, you know, you're looking at a 500 vehicle a day bridge, you know, if it was up and running. Is that, I think that's safe to say, is it not?
Before the restriction on the loading for the bridge, that it was around that 500 cars a yeah. day.
That doesn't seem like very many. That's not a lot of traffic.
It's primarily a rural area yeah. that the bridge connects. It connects rural areas in Waubonsie County to rural areas in Pottawatomie County. There's the town of Bellevue, though, does have some industry there. Is still not a very large town, and it's not a direct connection to the town itself. It's just a connection between 24 and I-70, between two agricultural areas.
It's an interesting dynamic, Pat.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking federal river, mm-hmm. you know, and it's what lays within a state. And you'd like to think that you might be able to get some help from either one of those jurisdictions, but it just hasn't, you know, they're doing away with more than they're actually trying to, you know, help with these projects like this.
You know, when you take into consideration, you know, $25 to $30 million for that bridge compared to some of the estimates that we're seeing for a bridge from Junietta to Marlette.
Yeah, I think that's around $40 million is the last price tag they put
really
on it.
Is that really that high?
That's the last price tag I think that I've seen.
And is that the in total project from – that's not just the bridge?
Correct. With for instance, the Marlette-Junietta project involves – you know, roads that would connect to the bridge in right. addition to the bridge. In the Bellevue Bridge situation, we have the roads already there. We have a bridge there. It's just a matter of we needing to replace it. So they are different kinds of projects, similar in nature but different scopes. So they have different price tags. But both of them are very, very high.
537-1350 is the number here at News Radio KMAN. And we are going back to the phones. Good morning. You're on KMAN with some officials from Pottawatomie County.
Good morning. I just heard something stated there about a federal river. You might research this. I'm not sure it's called a federal river. It's called a navigable river, and boats can go on it until they get stuck in the sand. However, the owner on either side of the property owns to the middle of the river. The state, the government, does not own that. And actually, nobody owns the water. We just use it. Yep. The water's not owned by anybody, but... the thing is, I don't think the people on either side of that bridge are going to want to pay for it. And that bridge is very, 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 very important to the economy on both sides of that deal down there. And you might as well face it. It's going to have to be repaired. Half of it is in Pott County. Half of it is in Waubonsie County. Pott County side is not too bad. But apparently they stop at the middle because it's bad on the south side. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for what
Thanks for the call. Good.
He does state that correctly in regards to the property ownership. However, the federal government, the U.S. Corps of Engineers, has deemed it a navigable river, I think all the way up to a point. I can't remember exactly where the navigable part ends, but they maintain the regulatory power over the use and the development and the crossings of the river. So they still have a lot of governmental control on that. So Pat is correct and the caller is correct. Physically, the property is owned by private property owners, but the U.S. government does control what happens there.
A lot of working parts. Fun times for you.
We have plenty of fun things to keep working on. We keep ourselves very busy over in
Pottawatomie. Forward thinking. Let's take our last break here in the program. K-Man's in focus. Stephen Metzger is here. Peter Clark is here. Commissioner Pat Waxelman, all from Pottawatomie County here. And we'll have some more discussion about some infrastructure and some other aspects that the Pottawatomie County leadership is working on. K-Man's In Focus returns in a moment.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by